all the chayalim who have given up their lives for us, for Eretz Yisrael, Kiddush Hashem. They were killed, Hashem Yikom Damam, they died al Kiddush Hashem. Today in Eretz Yisrael, they have, you know, tomorrow, this, in Eretz Yisrael, in Medidas Yisrael was established on Hey Iyar. This year, Hey Iyar is Erev Shabbos. So it's Meridika Zuchus for Klal Yisrael is that the sensitivity to Kedusha Shabbos is mamish, a very, very chashuv year. Every time you have this time of year, there's a sensitivity to Kedusha Shabbos that it's pushed back one day. And you know why I say that? Because there's a very big tviya on Lag BaOmer, the big bonfires. It's a very, very big problem. The bonfires in Lag BaOmer, when Lag BaOmer comes out on a Sunday, and there's really massive Chil Hashem. There's massive Chil Hashem that goes into Lag BaOmer. The police, the army, and the bus services, many people in Eretz Yisrael are not yet Shomrei Torah U'Mitzvos. And when Lag BaOmer is on Sunday, like last year was on Sunday, So there's a massive mobilization. The country, the whole country is involved. I think 500,000 people make aliyah to the kever of Rashbi. And it's not shaykh to get everything in order unless there's going to be massive Chil Shabbos. So maybe years ago it wasn't a big deal. Who went to the kever? They went to the kever. He had a few thousand people, but today it's become a pilgrimage. So already last year there were many Gedolei Yisrael calling for change. They were saying we've got to a point. It's no longer now just a few thousand people who are going on the go. It's 500,000 people, and the army. What? And the army, the whole army is involved, and all the technology that they have in the country is involved, and the police are involved, and the bus, every single bus in the whole country is used, and most of the bus drivers, and not many of them, are not Shomrei Torah Mitzvos, and they're all doing things in Hachana for Mitzvos Shabbos on Shabbos. And many Gedolei Yisrael last year were screaming that this can't go on like this. This is Namamish Chil Shabbos, or Konvixus. And what's the argument? Medinas Yisrael, which many of the Haredim will make aliyah to Rashbi, who don't want to publicly acknowledge, if that we have sensitivity, the celebration of Medinas Yisrael for covered Shabbos, the whole world, we're all screaming crazy, and the Medina, so every time there's a, it comes out on Friday, we push it back to Thursday, or push it ahead, whatever, I don't know what the rules are, whatever they establish. Alachas kam v'kama, l'chloi Rashbi. Rav Shimba Yochai has nachas. That there should be Chil Shabbos. The most fundamental tenet of Yadus should be on his cheshbon. It's absurd. It's absurd.
It's worse than that because since that occurrence last year,
yeah,
when all the laws they try to enforce, that Shabbos store should be closed, etc., and they're voting against it now. Because the same for the Haredim is not important to Chil Shabbos, so why is it important?
It's a very, very big problem.
The laws are being made.
I know, right?
They're not fighting.
And it's a real tefillah. Why we were not strong enough? So let's say you don't go that year when it comes on Shabbos. I mean, it's a very, very serious matter. And zeh l'mazeh, it's an enormous zechus for Klal Yisrael that this year, a year like this. That's right. Even though the day of celebration is on Hey Iyar, it's Friday, Shabbos Kodesh. So every citizen in the state of Israel is l'mole shamru Yisrael shtei Shabbosos miyad nigolim. You know, this is mamish. How do you have hechet against Klal Yisrael? This is mamish hechet timsa, and it was a shtei Shabbosos, but it's mamish tremendous suchus for Klal Yisrael kedusha zehirus and Shabbos. That it's pushed back a day. Then there's something which is relatively new, it's not so new, is that they always debated in the state of Israel to have a day to be mazkir, the chayolim, who moser nefesh, al kedusha Hashem, kedusha ha'aretz, for Klal Yisrael, to the Shadiyah Medina, to have a yoim hazikaron for them. So it seems, I don't remember in history, but it seems that they didn't know when to do it. When would be the most appropriate time to do it? They weren't, whatever it is, And the end, after many years, it was settled. It was going to be the day, whenever the day of celebration, Yom Ha'atzma'ut, it's going to be the day before. Therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, in America, it's a very somber, serious day. It's a very serious day. V'chol b'nei Yisrael yivku es hasreifa asher soraf Hashem. It's not something to be taken lightly, at least in my opinion. Wherever side of the spectrum you stand on, especially in our generation, I know. Remember last year reading some very interesting articles about a fellow, I'm just talking out of my mind, who did not stop for the siren. An elderly person. And they gave him the business. And he said he was in Auschwitz. It made the news what he said. He was in Auschwitz, and he spoke about what it means. Donald Kiddush Hashem, the Medina, this, that. I don't remember what he said, and it was interesting what he said. And people took note of what he said. All I could say is I heard this from my Marbein. Those the excuses to say, listen, I'm not part of this chevra. Maybe it's true for survivors of the war. But for the new generation, the young people, people who don't know from nothing, and the people, their people or families that are mamish in deep mourning, there's no excuses. There are stories we grew up, you know, there's a lot of opposition, like we're not going to politics. All of those excuses are not relevant for us. That's how I've been taught. Yeah, there is such a thing, but You don't have that excuse. You didn't live through the Holocaust. You're nene from what the government gives you, from the sacrifice, from the Mesiras Nefesh. How could you not have the sensitivity to be mishtatev in their tzar? How could you not acknowledge the Kiddush Hashem?
In America, there's a Memorial Day.
Yes.
Is there anybody who's the only ones to celebrate Memorial Day are Macy's and all the other stores by giving up?
It's a goyish zach. This is not a goyish. We're not in this
nobody
respect.
Here.
In the old days, are all
you can't be modern. You can't. You talk about a person. These are people who died. The people in America, the
store was closed.
Veterans, memorial. These are. It's true. The truth is, you have. It's a very sensitive thing in America. Also, it really is. Read the news. It's a very sensitive thing. You know, every president wouldn't last a day. Every politician wouldn't be in office one day if he did not participate in many services on Memorial Day. The common man, he can go to the beach. Okay, common man goes to the beach because no one's watching. There's no accountability for the common man. But a politician, someone in office, if he doesn't go to a service, he's finished. He's out of office. You see, this is like, I think he said, well, I think even Trump, I think the whole day, nonstop, he was involved in these matters. But how could we even compare? I mean, it's very chashev in America also, not chashom, it's very chashev. But in Eretz Yisrael, people are dying because they're Jews. They're mamish kiddush Hashem. They're yidden. The goyim are coming to take away, deny that the Hashem has given us Eretz Yisrael. These are people who have died al kiddush Hashem. This is something you can't stand in their mechitzas.
It just so happened one year I was in the yeshiva Flatbush on Yom Kippur. I was very impressed.
Yeah,
I had a very.
How could you not be impressed? And especially us in this generation, there is. At least in my opinion, what I've been taught by my parents and my there's zero excuse not to show the utmost sensitivity, respect, kedoshim utahirim, shenimsru the nergu al kiddush Hashem. You're going to read stories in the Haredi press about people that if don't go there because that's you're dealing with things of maybe 70 years ago. 70 years ago, people that came from a different world, they were soivel yisurim that we can't even be masik. So when they're themselves in the matzav of being soivel yisurim, the way they relate to other type of yisurim is different. But that's not relevant for us. There's no excuse for us. And therefore, it's something which is a very, very sensitive matter and something which it's not at all simple. Now, I just want to say a few words l'chvoid, l'chvoid, in honor of them, divrei Torah, in honor of Kedoshim, relating to this inyan. First inyan is, okay, talk about this, I heard the Rabbi Pelkowitz. You know Rabbi Pelkowitz? Ralph Pelkowitz? So he was from the White Shul, so he was nifter about a month ago. It's probably around right now the time of Shloshim. So I saw a very beautiful vart this past week in his Sefer, Table Talk. He wrote a Sefer. He took some of his drush, he put it into a book, an art school book, Table Talk. And he writes to him, we know the famous Rashi in Parashas Shemini, where Moshe says to Aaron, after the death of Nadav Avihu, Hu asher diber Hashem bikrovai ekodesh. Rashi says, Aaron, I thought hoyisi sovor, it would be me or you. This such a thing simply means that when the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, will be inaugurated, there was going to be Misa Sadika. We don't know what this means. I thought, who are the me or you? We are the Gedolei Yisrael. Okay, whether we like it or not, we're the Gedolei Yisrael, so we're going to be the ones that are going to die in order to inject sanctity into the Mishkan. But look who was Nifter. Nadav Avihu. Children, two young people. Obviously, they are even greater. They are greater than us. And that should be a nechama that your children have achieved greatness, kedusha, in their short lives, more so than us who are zakenim. Okay, though, now, those words don't need any elaboration. Those words in and of itself is a very powerful idea. And you can say the same thing about the kedushim, these young people who have given up their lives for Eretz Yisrael. They were selected. Nothing happens in this world by accident. Everything is b'hashkocha pratis. Eretz Yisrael has kedusha, the same way the Mishkan was sanctified through kedusha injected into the Mishkan. Eretz Yisrael is in a constant state of sanctification. And there's such a concept, Hu Asher Diber Hashem Bikrovai Ekodesh, Rachmana Litzlan, there is a tragedy. That tragedy is all in the widow. We don't know how these things work. It's all part of the sanctification of Eretz Yisrael, the sanctification of the Mishkan. And if B'Hashkocha Pratis HaKadosh Baruch Hu selected these individuals, they were the ones who gave over their lives in order that we should have an Eretz Yisrael, that Eretz Yisrael should be an Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, Hashem has spoken. Hashem is saying, just like what Moshe Gay said to Nadav, to Moshe to Aaron, that Hayisi, so we think we're so great. We think we're such tzaddikim and kol, we learn, we do mitzvahs, we do tzedakah, ha ha ha, we're so great. You see from the fact that Hashem took Nadav and Avihu, that they're greater. If Hashem selected these neshamas, obviously there's something about these neshamas that are very special to Hashem, and the Hashkocha came out that they were taken, and we should have the ultimate respect and honor and dignity for these very holy neshamas. And those words speak by itself. Rabbi Pelkowitz has a little bit of a drush on these words, and he says something very interesting. He says that in the Torah we find two different terms for Musar, what we call Musar. One is actually the word Musar, and then there's the word Toichacha. Toichacha. What is the difference between Toichacha and Musar? So Pelkowitz says Toichacha means harsh words. There's no physical pain, corporal punishment. There is Musar. There is harshness of Dibor, the spoken word. And then Rachman al-Sanad is something called Musar. Musar has a connotation of not just words, not just limudim. Musar means actual corporal punishment. It means suffering, actual suffering, and that achieves the same result. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he said to Aaron, we're coming now to inaugurate the Mishkan. The inauguration of the Mishkan means we have to elevate Klal Yisrael to a higher level of Kedusha. I thought it can be done through me and you. Who is me and you? We are the medabrim. We are the speakers. We have the koyach hadibur. We're the ones who speak to Klal Yisrael, encourage them, mechazik them. We are begeder toichacha. Toichacha. But now I realize that toichacha is not enough. Sometimes Klal Yisrael needs musar. Mussar is suffering. Tragedy, the tragedy that happened with the Petir of Nadav Aviu, unfortunately was necessary because it's because we were failures. We, in our ability to give Teichacha, to achieve, to elevate Klal Yisrael to a state of Yirah Shemayim, was insufficient. And thus, Hashem had no choice but to do the second type of elevation, which is called Musa. If we have to reflect today on a day of such terrible suffering that people, so many people throughout the last 100 years, whatever, I don't even know all the numbers, all the math, all the calculations of how many people have given up their lives, it's unfortunately a very sad reflection on us, is that we were unable to achieve the same Yirah Shemayim through Teichacha, through studying Torah, listening to Bali Musar, taking it to heart, and it's a din v'cheshbon on us, a day of introspection. Why did it have to come that we came l'day Musar? Just like Nadav and Moshe Yaron said, Hayisi Sover, I thought it could have been through Teichacha, but it didn't. Unfortunately, we got a problem here. It only came through Musar. That's exactly what we're looking right in the eye at today. Why did it have to come today, Kach? Why couldn't we have elevated ourselves to a darug of Yirah Shemayim where we could have achieved the same goal of Eretz Yisrael without Korbanos? Why could it have not been through Teichacha, the study of Torah, the study of the Sifrei Musar? Why, Rachman al-Islam, did it have to come to us with such a horror of seeing what we have in front of us, Musar? And that creates a very great tevia and demands that we reflect. We have to make a cheshbon hanefesh when we hear about these things, we look at these things, we participate in these horrible tragedies and ideas. Okay, another idea, another quick idea. Observation. When do we recite Yizkor? How many days of the year do we recite Yizkor? Think about this idea. I think this is a very interesting idea. How many days? 4 days a year. Yizkor. What are the days? Yom Kippur. Let's go through the days. Exact days. Precision. Yom Kippur. Okay. When's the next day? Shemini Atzeres. When's the next day? Shvihi Shel Pesach. Achron Shel Pesach. Achron Shel Pesach. Would you really stake the Yom of Shvihi Shel Pesach? Achron Shel Pesach. Achron Shel Pesach. Fine. Achron Shel Pesach. And then when is the last day? The last day is Shavuos. So I want to make an observation. We don't do it on Rosh Hashanah. We don't do it on the first day of Sukkot. Each one of these days, if you notice, is a very happy day. Unusually so. Lo hayu yamim toivim li Yisrael kitubi av v'yom Kippurim. The two most joyous days in the Jewish calendar, Chazal say, is Tu B'Av and Yom Kippurim. Shebohem, the Bnei Yisrael, Yois L'Kramim, they would go and they would dance and they would Shaduch, Mam Shachasna. They would get a Vart. I always thought that Varts are much happier than weddings. You go to a Vart, it's a very, very happy event, most of the time. Everyone is happy. A wedding, there's a lot of tension. A lot of tension by weddings. Not every wedding is such a happy event. It's a lot of tension, a lot of daigus. It's not always, everyone goes, a lot of people, they'll tell you when it's over, they just went through the motions. They went through the motions and the emotions were there, but the emotion wasn't there. I heard a lot of people. There's just too much going on to really take in the simcha. Unfortunately, not always. Sometimes you go to a wedding, it's taka very, very, you feel the simcha. But a lot of time, I think more often than not, you go to a wedding and the parents and the chasen kala, they're spending a small fortune, life savings, the shame. You spend your life savings on this event, for who and for what?
That's how it is today.
For who and for what? And half the time, the chasen kala were up the whole night before. They couldn't get a good night's sleep because there was so many things that had to be done. And then this happened, that happened, and this emergency, that emergency. It's just, it's you need an enormous amount of Siyata Shmaya. Avart, it's usually, there's a lot less tension by Avart, and it's a very happy event. Simchas Yom Kippur was like Avart. It was when they all got engaged. It was a very happy day, besides the fact that it was Slichu Chapara, it was the day of Mechilas Avainais. It says also, it was like all the Varts, all the Tnoyim took place on that day. Look what you do, you ruined the day. Yiskar, some people, they cry bitter tears on Yiskar. They remember their parents, their grandparents, Kedoshim. It's a very sad day. How can you go and mix such a happy day? Lo hayu yomim toivim li Yisrael. Kiyom HaKippurim. And on this day, you're saying Yiskar. Say it another day. You have to say it. Yeah, don't say Yiskar altogether. Holding of Yiskar is a very bizarre thing. Holding of Yiskar, you need to say Yiskar. What's going on all that about? All right. Next day. Shmini Atzeres. What is Shmini Atzeres? V'hoyisa ach sameach. Unadulterated simcha. No distractions. No sukkah. No lulav. No simchas beis hashoeva. Just one thing. Ach sameach. And ach sameach. That's when you're going to say yiskar. You're going to ruin the simcha with yiskar. Next, when do you say next time you say it? Not the first day sukkah is Pesach. Shvi'i shel Pesach, or Steak of the Yom. What Shvi'i shel Pesach? A very happy day. Oz Yoshir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael Sashir Hazos Lashem Ayim Ashir LaHashem Ki Go'oga. I mean, you sing Shir Sayam. This is a day of Simcha. I mean, this is big time stuff. Okay? This is a very happy day. Ad Kedekach, you're going to sing Shira? Shira Sayam. Shiras David. The Haftorah, you sing Shiras David. It's all about Shira. And on this day, you're going to say Yiskar. Are you talking? Shavuos. What does it say in? It's say in Shir Hashem. Uviyoyim chasuna so uviyoyim simchas libay. What does it mean? Uviyoyim chasuna day is chasna of Klal Yisrael. Zuman Torah. Is that what it says? One of those two is Man Torah. Zuman Torah. So uviyoyim it's mamish chasuna of Klal Yisrael. Chasuna is a very happy day. No, you have the engagement, you have a wedding. And this is the day that you're going to say Yiskar. These are the four happiest days of the Jewish calendar. And on the four happiest days of the Jewish calendar, what are we doing?
Yiskar.
We're saying Yiskar. Why are we saying Yiskar? So I'm just thinking out loud with you. And there's something going on here. Obviously, you can say many things. You can say the only reason why we're Zoiche to Simcha is in Zuchus Avos. Because we have parents, grandparents who have invested in us, who Meister Nefesh, who made sacrifices for us, and that's the only reason why we have Simcha, because of them, because we're married in these very happy days. Don't forget, don't be ungrateful, don't forget that this day of Simcha that you have, you should know, it's not so simple. People who are here before you, and they laid the foundation, and they gave up quite a bit, so you can have your Simcha today. Halagavar. So, yeah. I just think out loud, you know, today Eretz Yisrael, I don't know how it came about, who's involved, it's not important. Eretz Yisrael is a very great schos. We have Baruch Hashem, we can go to Eretz Yisrael today. Like we mentioned before, the bracha is noyed of oyim. No one can deny that it's not the Yad Hashem. There is something very, very special. And at the same time, Hashkocha Pratis has it, is that today is a day when people say Yiskar. It's a day of Yiskar. And you have to be, whatever Yiskar means, all I'm trying to say, I don't know what this means, whatever Yiskar means on the four happiest days of the calendar, we have to acknowledge that Yiskar today's day of Yiskar is the Simcha, the Bracha, the Shefa Bracha, V'Sabeinu Mituva, is the two go together. The two go together. The Simcha and the Bracha has to always, extreme Simcha and Bracha has to go together with a Haskara of people who have given us everything and by giving of themselves everything. Okay, last very quick idea. I'm sorry, too late, so I have to stop over here. All right, we'll have to stop. So we can go to it. Have a wonderful day.